The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us in.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Friday, and we are live in the studios, 24th day of June 2011. Well, our Congress critters were hard at work today. And it was real. Forget the reality shows, man. Or Dancing with the Stars or whatever. Or America Can Sing or whatever these shows are. There was real drama in Congress today. And what was the brouhaha about? Well, about Libya. Ron Paul made four stops in the well of Congress to let people know what he thought. The House refused to vote Obama the authority for U.S. military operations against Libya, but stopped short of cutting off funds for the mission. Now, this is a mixed message, reminiscent of congressional unease on Vietnam and the more recent wars. Yeah. In repudiation of the commander-in-chief, the House voted overwhelmingly against a resolution that would have favored letting the mission continue for 1 year while barring U.S. ground forces, a resolution the president said he would welcome. The vote was 295 to 123, with 70 Democrats abandoning Obama 1 day after Secretary of State Hillary Rodham, Sodom and Rodham Gomorrah, Clinton, I'm sorry, had made the last-minute plea in Capitol Hill meeting. But shortly after that vote, the House turned back a Republican-led effort to cut off money for military hostilities in the Libyan war. The vote was 238 to 180. The funding measure would have barred drone attacks and airstrikes but allowed the United States to continue actions in support of NATO. While the first vote on the White House authority had no immediate effect on American involvement in the NATO-led mission, it was an embarrassment to a sitting president to have certain to have reverberations in Tripoli and NATO capitals. The vote marked the first time since 1999 that either House has voted against the president's authority to carry out military operations. The last time was to limit Clinton and his authority to use ground forces in Kosovo. More on this when we get back. It's a lot of political chicanery the way I'm reading this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The Republican leaders push for Friday's constitutional showdown between the executive and the legislative branches. The rank-and-file House members saying the president broke the law by failing to seek congressional approval for the three-month-old war. Bonnier out of Ohio said he supported the president's authority as commander-in-chief, but when the president chooses to challenge the powers of the Congress, as the Speaker of the House will defend the constitutional authority of the legislature. Representative Adam Smith of Washington, the top Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, said the vote would essentially stop the mission in Libya and empower Muammar Gaddafi. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. What's not included in this story is the people that gave the reasons why just defunding this thing. There's a real catfight going on. It's the first time I've ever seen this in the U.S. House of Representatives. Republicans were calling on Democrats. You know, when they propose bills or amendments, they have debate time, and they usually only debate something as important as this for about an hour, of which they pretty much did today. But what was fascinating about this is that the Republicans were calling on Democrats. Democrats were calling on Republicans. I mean, it's their time. They get so many minutes and They were delegating their 1, 2, or 3 minute segments to people across the aisle. Now, the chicanery comes in with, instead of just challenging Barack Obama, and there was even talk about the war powers that has been kind of updated, that needs to be changed because, well, it's too broad in the authority of the president to go pick on anybody he wants, and he gets around to starting an operation and then informs Congress. The problem here is that any action, whether covert or overt, boots on the ground, CIA, whatever, this should be viewed and overviewed by Congress. Now, here's the real deal. The Congress has, by law and Constitution, the authority to vote the money for a war. The president's supposed to run to the Congress with the good reasons why he wants to start a war, and then they really, when it comes down to it, they control the purse strings, the funding for it. So if Obama wants to take his family on a quick trip to the moon, he calls up NASA, climbs on board a space shuttle, and off they go. Well, that was an important thing, national security. Does he really have to report that to Congress? Well, it'd be a nice thing to do, but you know what? Trip's already taken. He's stuck with a bill, and meaning he, Congress, us. So I'm still reviewing this. I've got this recorded. I tried to catch as much as I could watching this morning. But there are those that are trying to play chicanery with this through the NATO. Well, we don't want our NATO allies this to break up. Well, the NATO allies really aren't our allies. They've jumped on board with this, let's gather up the forces, as many countries as we can, to go beat up on some sovereign nation for whatever reasons we deem important, whether it be national security or economic or any other reason. And NATO is not going to go anywhere. But the problem with this is we've been shouldering most of the burden, which means American lives and cost. You know, we had people on the House floor go, you know what? I've been in Afghanistan, and I've been in Iraq many different times. While we're over there playing around in Iraq, we forget about Afghanistan. Well, didn't we lose 4,000 people in Afghanistan? I think that number's correct. And playing patty cake in Iraq. But we should never have gone to Iraq. None of these military adventures, and they are wars, undeclared by Congress. Undeclared, but they still keep funding them. So if it's an undeclared war and they keep funding it through appropriations, Pentagon expenditures, whatnot, they're still the enabler. They're still the guys standing there with a bottle of Muscatel for the wino. Now, did they, well, you see the point. So there's an ongoing battle on Capitol Hill right now to defund the Libyan operation, which is costing a crap load of money. And I mean a lot of money. So we'll keep an eyeball on this. I'm not done sorting all this stuff out. There was House joint resolutions and bills and amendments and all that stuff proposed. It's going to take me a while to ferret through all that stuff because we all know how much stuff our Congress critters, when playing the game of politics, I like what one guy said, the opposition to a bill, and I forget what the heck it was. I was doing something else and I just caught it. He said, you know, the other side's accusing us of playing politics. And this is the only thing that I've heard an honest statement recently out of any Congress critter. He says, accusing people in Washington of playing politics, is that kind of insane? Because that's what we do. We're a political body. He said, that's like taking wet out of water. Or, then I got to thinking about it, well, it's like saying no light during the day, or there's no dark at night. Water's not wet. So they do play politics. The problem has been, and I find it rather fascinating, that they're throwing around the word, the Constitution, like it's something valuable to these people. Is it really valuable to them? The Constitution is still there. It's still in place. But like the guy that poured the gallon of gasoline on himself and lit himself on fire said, hold on a second here. There's a second set of books out there. The original set, Constitution, Federal Constitution, State Constitution, you know, all that stuff, the Declaration of Independence, all those little mitigating factors that led to the foundation of this country. But it's the second set of books, what they do through commerce laws, what they do through their agencies, carrying out administrative law. It's like this stuff does not even exist. They're the ones that have done it. But to hear them, I swear that, you know, there were flashes of, I could almost see Thomas Jefferson. I could almost see George Washington today. But in the next sentence, the image would disappear because the next thing coming out of the politician's mouth was pure garbage. Wasn't even really good reality programming, really. I mean, there should have been some tutus and some dance music and, you know, the glitter and the commercial breaks. Something was missing. But I will say, it's the first time that I've seen them calling on people that were against bills, calling from people on the other side, and they were jumping up like little popinjays. They were right there. Now, do the Congress critters assembled in the nation's capital, are they getting a little bit skittish? Yeah, I think they are. They have gone along with the CIA cooked up Al-Qaeda crap. They've gone along with the Pentagon. They've gone along with the war-making and profit-making mechanisms. They've gone along with the bankers. They've gone along with a lot of stuff, but they're now getting the message. Jeez. This has only been going on since, what, 1991? Here we are 20 years later down the road. Our start in Iraq, and then we move into Afghanistan, and then we send the, you know, the covert people into places like Iran and Syria and Bahrain and, you know, into Libya. Well, for some reason, and I don't know what this reason is, because they were actually talking about money to spend that they didn't have. Whoa! Boy, there's a revelation. But I think they're getting the sense that the American people have had just about enough. Now, would this conversation have taken place, these arguments and the bills proposed, if this was not today in bankrupt America? Probably not. But you see, the natives here, folks, are getting rather restless. They have yet to pick a point to strike their anger at, specifically, because we're all mired in so much crap. I don't think they really know what to target first. I really don't. I think the American public has become dazed and mighty confused to the point that, well, it's just all so complicated that I don't know what to do, so therefore I'm not going to do nothing. And I'm just going to get depressed. I'm going to lose hope. And I'll probably vote for the next jerk that comes up there and tells me about hope and change. Yeah, they probably will.
Ever.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Well, TSA is set to take legal action against Texas groping ban. Paul Joseph Watson says with a bill that would ban invasive TSA pat-downs in Texas set to be heard by the state legislature on Friday, the federal agency has indicated that it will take legal action to prevent the law from being implemented, indicating the government could once again resort to threatening Texas with a blockade that would pretty much impose a de facto no-fly zone over the state. The House version of the SB 29 bill that would punish any TSA agent who touches the rectal area, sexual organ, buttocks, or breast of the other person, including touching through clothing, with a year in jail and a $4,000 fine, was initially shot down last night despite passing the House unanimously after the Justice Department resorted to threats of financial terrorism in resolving to impose a federal blockade to prevent flights operating out of Texas airports. The DOJ threat to impose a federal blockade against Texas has not been withdrawn, but Robert Mann Jr., president of R.W. Mann & Company, Inc., an airline industry consulting firm in Port Washington, New York, told Forbes that the threat was not viable, labeling the idea that the feds would shut down an entire state a non-starter. I wouldn't bet on that. Following a gargantuan lobbying effort on behalf of the pressure groups, Governor Rick Perry was forced to add the legislation to a special session earlier this week, and the bill is set to be heard today. I don't know the status of it. Senator Dan Patrick, the leading sponsor of the bill, is already confident that the legislation has enough votes for passage. But although the bill looks like it will sail through, the TSA is determined to turn the vote into a little more than a symbolic gesture by promising to pursue legal action to derail Texas's efforts to make TSA groping a felony. You know, this kind of smacks of what Arizona did about immigration, that government, you're not doing your job, so we're going to do it. We will carefully review the bill that the legislature brings forward, the TSA announced in a statement, should a bill pass that limits the ability of the TSA and its employees to perform its responsibilities and jeopardizes the safety of the public. We will take whatever legal action is appropriate to ensure travelers are safe when they fly from Texas or any other state. The agency is expected to argue that the groping ban is in violation of the Supremacy Clause to the United States Constitution, which, according to the TSA lawyers, gives the federal government authority over the states. However, the Supremacy Clause merely states that the Constitution is supreme, not the authority of the government is supreme. Indeed, if anything, the Supremacy Clause works in favor of the anti-pat-down bill because it reinforces the protections guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott's office has written a letter to Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who many blame for putting pressure on Texas senators that led to the mothballing of the original bill, calling for language to be added to SB 29, specifying that the invasive pat-down is only an offense if it is deemed constitutionally unreasonable. By whose standard? The person that's being groped? The six-year-old that has to take a drug test? The infirm that's in the wheelchair that's assaulted? A little vague. Abbott sees the addition of this amendment as a way of avoiding a constitutional fight with the feds, but others will merely see it as a watering down of the bill, since the legislation already makes it clear that a search is an offense if it is not backed up by probable cause. In other words, substantial evidence, rather, that a crime is about to be committed that provides reasonable grounds for the TSA to violate an individual's Fourth Amendment rights. Aside from the constitutional minutia, the fact is that a police officer, an FBI agent, a park ranger, anybody else in a position of authority cannot legally stick their hands down an individual's pants without probable cause in any situation. So why would the TSA be any different? Meanwhile, lawmakers in Idaho are set to follow Texas, their lead, by resurrecting their own legislation that would ban invasive pat-downs in the state. Representative Phil Hart, Republican, told the Idaho Reporter that he said that may address search methods in the next legislative session, set to begin in January. I do plan on revisiting the issue, said Hart, who had previously attempted to push through a bill that would have limited the use of naked body scanners in the state last year. You know, we can sit here and we can split hairs all day long. The threat against America, it was the communists. If you heard my show yesterday, by the way, I've had not one comment, not one email, on what I read yesterday. Basically, it was the seeds of the destruction of the Chinese nationalist after World War II, and it was actually our State Department that aided and abetted and stopped the Chinese nationalist from instituting a government other than communism. In other words, they were there to foster and bring it about. When I get back from the break, I'm going to some other issues, but there's some points I want to make here, folks, that I think a lot of people are missing.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Whether it's groping at the TSA, whether they're groping you at the bus station, a train station, sporting events, out on a street corner, somebody's good idea on how to protect America from terrorists. You know, years ago, ladies and gentlemen, there was a group of people that decided the country was moving in the wrong direction. And their only response to this was, well, we've got to start militias. We've got to protect ourselves and our homes. And at that time, I thought that was a pretty good approach. And it's legal. Militias are legal. Look it up. And the federal government knows that. Any government, this government, any government, sees its own people arming itself because they don't like the direction the country's going in. What do you think they're going to be called? Terrorist. But back then, they were just into demonizing. All these anti-government people. They didn't call you flat-out terrorist. They called you anti-government. The disenfranchised. What were some of the other terms that they used? The uneducated. The susceptible. And a whole litany of descriptions. And keep in mind, at the time, there were draconian gun bills coming down the pike. And people said, well, you know, if they come for the guns, that's the end of freedom. If we have to fight, and they've already outlawed the guns and took them, well, what are we going to fight them with? wads of paper, foul language, the most sophisticated, well-equipped, and armed military on the face of the planet. What are we going to fight them with? Dirty words? That would sound like a pretty good argument. But that was more of a reaction to the move and the direction that the government was taking. And the first things that they started to tamper with, of course, were the guns. Well, I would think that that would be a natural reaction. Trying to take the guns? Well, I'm going to form my groups to prevent you from doing that. But then they got a little bit more sophisticated about this. Then the full court press of the non-governmental organizations, like the ADL, like the, well, I guess you really can't call Southern Poverty Law or ADL non-government organizations anymore because they're right in there with Homeland Security. Ah, but let's not split hairs here today. So if you were really discontent and you were willing to vote for somebody like this, God, this terrorist out of Texas, what's his name, Ron Paul? If you put a bumper sticker on your car, you may be a terrorist. You know, against reasonable searches and seizures, used to be, before the cops had little computers in their car, they'd have to actually get on the radio, call dispatch, and have them run a plate. In order to do that, they had to have PC, and I'm not talking personal computer, I'm talking probable cause. Well, those little regulations have been relaxed because every cop in America has that little laptop sitting there right in front of his face. By the way, a couple of weeks ago, down here in Austin, one of those fine AP Austin Police Department officers was doing something with his computer. He blew a stop sign and damn near killed a motorcyclist. But let's not quibble about stuff like that. You know, and the hypocrisy, and folks, I'm not for, God, being a motorcycle rider, I am not advocating that people be out there twitting and texting and scratching whatever parts of their anatomy or what. In other words, not paying attention. But what I hate to see are laws passed because people are in disregard of other people's safety. You know, I don't use turn signals in my car to change lanes or indicate a turn at an intersection. I don't do that because it's the law. I do it because I feel that I'm responsible of letting somebody else know what I'm about ready to do before something bad happens. And many of us know, even though that you're a careful driver, you use your turn signals, you obey the speed limits, there is going to be somebody that's not in your direct control that's going to cause you a problem or two. Maybe run over you. Maybe kill you. Dent up your car. Ruin your day. That is human nature. But when we're talking about police officers just pulling up to intersections, they get behind you, you've done nothing wrong. Your brake lights work, if you're making a turn, your turn signal's working, it doesn't matter. If he's bored, he'll sit there and run your plate to see if there's any wants or warrants. Now, did you do anything in public that presented a danger to another individual for him to take that action? Well, the answer is obvious. No, you didn't. But did he have any probable cause to run your plate? No. Except that he didn't have anything else to do. And he's out there revenuing. The Keystone Corporate Coffer cops are out there revenuing for the corporation. They're doing their job because it's policy. Cops are running around with a little electrocution devices. Oh, they call them tasers. Well, we're doing that because we're trying to protect the officers and the people that we're arresting. Really? Then why are so many people have died from your little electrocution device, which I consider to be a form of torture? Oh, but it's to get you to comply. I see. Yeah. So they're out there just to keep us safe. The TSA is there to keep us safe. And nobody's really addressing the reasons why we might be a little insecure or we might be a little less safe because of the actions that were taken against people around the world. You know, Tom Malley, he sends me emails all the time. And I appreciate what he does. There's other people that send me emails. Mike Butel's out there. Hi, Mike. He sent me an email today, and I wish people would substantiate this stuff. New figures I've not seen before. 11 million people dead in the Middle East at our hands. I'd like to see the documentation behind it. Help me out here. I don't want to go on the air with half-assed facts. I want the full facts. I want them verifiable. Because we're living in an age right now that the truth is horrible and enough. Exaggeration or false reports helps nobody. So would it be a good idea to get the hell out of the Middle East? Would it be a good idea to follow Ron Paul's advice? Let's pull all of our military from all of these bases. All these billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that are spent every year. And I never liked the term playing the policeman, the world's policeman. Because this has nothing to do with enforcement of anything. It's supposed to be for their safety. Do you realize how much has been done to us and to other people under the guise of safety? You know, one thing that struck me watching the Congress critters up there today, they still don't know that they're representatives of a republic. They think they're representing the people in a democracy. And if I would have been one of those people that had the ability to walk up in front of that microphone when one of these bills was being considered or amendments to a bill, I would take as much time as I possibly could telling them that they are in error. That you took an oath. Did you take an oath to swear and protect the democracy? No, you didn't. See, this is where the characters, out of both sides of their mouths, they'll talk about Constitution and then turn around and just throw in a word, democracy. We do have a legislative democracy up there right now. Folks, that's exactly what it is. It's a democratic principle to elect one of these critters, but to get the majority of the votes in order to take the office. It's not to craft bills to try to get 51% of the people to vote for them, and then it's okay if you get their permission. There's your legislative democracy. There's all your commerce crap. There's all your control. If people are just calling to chat with you, unless you're really bored, Mr. Producer, okay. All right. 800-313-9443. So how much worse do things have to really get? Well, I'll tell you how bad things are getting. People are actually considering running Rick Perry for President of the United States. Really? I'd just as soon have Barack Obama. At least he's a tried and true and tested communist. Supporters of Texas Governor Rick Perry are not going to like what I have to say at all. Right now, Republicans all over the United States are touting Perry as the Republican Messiah, that is going to come charging to save America from the presidency of Barack Obama. Many believe that if Rick Perry enters the race, he'll instantly become the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination in 2012. Perry certainly looks the part, and he knows how to give a good speech. But when ordinary Americans all over the country take a hard look at his record, they may not like what they see. The truth is that Ricky Perry is a big-time globalist. He has raised taxes and fees in Texas numerous times. He has massively increased the size of government spending and government debt in Texas. He's been trying to ram the Trans-Texas Corridor down our throats of the Texas people, and he's tried to force young women all over Texas to be injected with Gardasil vaccines. No, Rick Perry is not going to save America. In fact, he would be very likely very similar to both Bush and Obama in a lot of ways. Now, right now, Rick Perry is trying to portray himself as a good conservative, so that if he enters the race, he'll be accepted by Christian conservatives. Oh, gosh. If Perry did win the Republican nomination, he would have a great chance of winning the general election because he would be very much an establishment type of candidate. But before Republicans get too excited about Ricky Perry, there's a whole lot of things that they should know about him. And I'm going to give you some reasons why Ricky Perry would be not a really bad president, but a really, really bad president. He is a big government politician. Perry became the governor of Texas in 2000. The total spending by Texas state government was approximately $49 billion. Just 10 years later, it was approximately $90 billion. That's not exactly reducing the size of government. The debt of the state of Texas is out of control. According to usdebtclock.org, the debt-to-GDP ratio in Texas is about 22.9%. And the debt per citizen, $10,645. In California, now this is a total financial basket case, the debt-to-GDP ratio is just 18.7%. And the debt per citizen, 9,932. That is if we all divide up and take responsibility for the debt that the state runs up, even though we may not have voted on it or said even a quiet yes. If Perry runs for president, there are numbers he will want to keep well hidden. The total debt of Texas government has more than doubled since Ricky Perry became governor. So what would the U.S. national debt look like after 4 or 8 years of Rick Perry? Perry has spearheaded the effort to lease roads in Texas to foreign companies, to turn roads that are already free to drive on into toll roads, to develop the Trans-Texas Corridor, which would be a part of the planned NAFTA superhighway system. If you really do deep research on this whole Trans-Texas Corridor nonsense, you'll see why no American should ever cast a single vote for Ricky Perry. Perry claims he has a track record of not raising taxes. Ricky, that's a lie. Perry has repeatedly raised taxes and fees while he's been governor. Today, Texans are faced with significantly higher taxes and fees that were before Perry was elected. Even with the oil boom in Texas, 23 states have a lower unemployment rate than Texas. 23 of them. Back in 1988, Perry supported Al Gore for president. What? He must have got religion and seen the light. He actually served as Al Gore's campaign chairman in the state of Texas that year. Between December 07 and, I don't know, maybe Al Gore was a good man back in 1988. Perry was a good man. Do you believe that? Yeah, I didn't think so. Between December 2007 and April 2011, weekly wages in the U.S. increased about 5%. In the state of Texas, they increased 0.6%, I'll get it out, over the same period. And do you think in the last 4 years of inflation has been heating up that 0.6% increase has covered your keister? Don't think so. Texas now has one of the worst education systems in the nation. The following is from an opinion piece that was actually authored by Barbara Bush earlier this year. We rank 36th in the nation in high school graduation rates. An estimated 3.8 million Texans do not have a high school diploma. We rank 49th in verbal SAT scores, 47th in literacy, 47th in average math SAT scores, we rank 33 in the nation on teacher salaries. Rick Perry attended the Bilderberg Group meetings in 07, associated himself with that organization, should be a red flag to all Americans. Of course, his lieutenant governors, ex-CIA. Which I suspect, by the way. I think they're going to pass that no groping bill, but I think Dewhurst, through his connections, is going to find a way to allow TSA to continue. That's just my guess. I don't know if Perry's smart enough to pull something like that off, but I know that his lieutenant governor is a little sharper than old Ricky is. Terry, Texas has the highest percentage of workers making minimum wage out of all 50 states. I wonder why that is, because we got so many damn Mexicans running around. That a minimum wage to them, damn, looks like a good payday. We'll be back.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You know, God, folks, and Perry gives speeches about illegal immigration, but when you look at the facts, he's been incredibly soft on the issue. He doesn't plan to secure the border. Then he shouldn't be president because illegal immigration is absolutely devastating many areas of the Southwest United States and has been for a number of years, 20 years. In 07, 221,000 residents of Texas were making minimum wage or less. By 2010, that number had risen to 550,000. He actually issued an executive order back in 07 that would have forced almost every single girl in the state to receive a Gardasil vaccine before entering the sixth grade. He would put parents in a position where they'd have to fill out an application and beg the government not to inject their child with a highly controversial vaccine. Since then, very serious safety issues regarding this vaccine have come to light. Fortunately, the lawmakers in Texas blocked what Perry was trying to do. Many were troubled with the apparent financial connections between Merck and Perry that were reported by news outlets, such as a $6,000 campaign contribution and Merck's hiring of former Perry chief of staff Mike Toomey to handle its Texas lobbying work. See how that works? Your past employee becomes a employee of that company that just wants to make a little contribution to your $6,000. Would you, if you were Rick Perry, would you put your political career in jeopardy for $6,000 for a campaign contribution? Of course not. Is there going to be payoffs down the road? Well, one can speculate. But if I was Rick Perry, I sure as hell wouldn't sell my political soul for $6,000. There'd have to be something else in that cookie jar. Now, wouldn't there be? Money that comes after he gets out of politics? Nice big fat check sitting someplace collecting a lot of interest? That would be the way I would do it if I were Ricky Perry. But, of course, thank God I'm not Rick Perry. Perry becomes president, he'll probably be carbon copy of George Bush. He'll explode the size of government, government debt, find a way, sneaky way to raise taxes. Won't do anything about the Federal Reserve or corruption in the financial system. And like any good politician in America today, he'll push the agenda of the globalists at every turn. Look, the truth is another 4 years of Barack Obama would be a complete and total nightmare. But so would 4 years of Rick Perry. We deserve better than this. Lesser of two evils? I don't think so. Unfortunately, the American people have been dead asleep and have been sending incompetents, con men, and charlatans to Washington, D.C. for decades. Hopefully things will be different in 2012. Do you think? Only if Ron Paul gets elected, which I don't think is going to happen. And I'm not going to vote in 2012. I will not. Let me put it to you this way. Let me retract that statement with modification, as politicians do. They always have their caveats. If it looks like Ron Paul has got a chance to win the presidency, then I'll go vote. How's that? Because I know that Ron Paul sitting in that Oval Office is not going to be the panacea that everybody thinks it's going to be. But I will give you this. He will slow down a lot of the crap that comes across his desk. Besides that, I'd be very, very interested to find out who he'd want as VP. Somebody call Marvel Comics and get Superman, just in case Ron Paul can't fill out his four-year obligation as term of the President of the United States. Hang on, folks. We'll get your call right after the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in